Speaking of next week, I don't know if Joseph Simon is going to be joining us next week, but we'll find out because he's here on the VIP line. Thank you for joining us here on Flight 1080, Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I did a show last night, and I practiced my bombing, so I'm ready.
All right. Ready. Nice. Are you going to be out at the Hootenanny? Are you going to be out there in Hollister next week or no?
No, we're a mutual friend, Kenny Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And wonderful guy. Mm-hmm. He's going to have me back on a different show soon.
Okay. Oh, good.
Now, are you drinking Tab this evening? What's going on with the Tab?
Oh, yeah.
You're a man who absolutely loves to drink Tab, don't you?
Tab was my favorite soda. It was so much my favorite soda that I became a board member of the Save Tab Committee.
How many people are on this committee?
About 10.
Are you serious, Joseph? Okay. I read the Tab was no longer, it didn't exist anymore, that you can't get it no more.
They discontinued it in 2020, and it was available for sale through early parts of 2021.
So the sodas you're drinking are pushing 2 years old, is what you're telling us.
Yeah, and I found a way to preserve them. You keep them under refrigeration, and they stay very well.
How many cases of Tab do you own?
I don't have too many, but I have a friend in Atlanta that bought over 612 packs when it was announced that it was discontinued.
Is that right?
How much? 612 packs?
He is definitely on the board,
man,
right?
He must be rich.
Well, first of all, it's a female, and she drank Tab her entire life, so she wasn't willing to let it go, so she bought everyone she could find.
Oh.
She must be loaded to the gills with money, because I would suspect with soda that good, she must have been paying premium price on each six-pack.
It came in 12-packs, and one store was able to sell her a whole pallet at one time. I've never seen a pallet of Tab in my entire life, but she found one.
Hmm. Did she tell you how much she paid for it?
She did, but I forgot. I think it was probably in the $6 12-pack range.
Well, look, since they're not making it anymore, I don't want to be negative, but what are you going to do when you get down to just the one can?
Is that going to be a sad day for you, Joseph?
It will be a sad day, and unfortunately, one of my other favorite sodas was discontinued recently, too, so I'm hoarding that stuff, too.
Which one is that?
Sierra Mist.
That's a good one.
It was. It was made with real sugar, and they thought people would want to buy something called Starry with high fructose corn poison in it.
Yeah, that stuff's no good. I agree. Yeah. So how many cases of that bad boy you got?
I don't have too many of those because during COVID, they didn't sell it in my area. So when I found out, it was kind of too late, so I was able to find some at like the drugstores that nobody shopped at.
Huh. So you like to get out, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, actually, I just like good products.
Is your garage full of these good products?
Probably more than I want to admit.
So Memorial Day is coming up, Joseph. You have any plans?
No.
Are you going to drink Tab?
Those are usually the kind of days I reserve a Tab for. Memorial Day, 4th of July, birthday.
Yeah. Are you getting more anxious? Is more anxiety setting in with each like soda can that you drink? Because for me, it would. And then by the time I got down to that last can, I'd just be staring at it and sweating and having real esoteric thoughts about
tough.
Reality.
I'm not as bad as some of the other people. They already have withdrawal syndromes.
I bet.
Can't even open my last 12-pack. It's just going to be enshrined for life.
How many people on the board are seeking psychiatric help that are on that Tab board?
None, but there's probably worse things you could be addicted to.
Oh, certainly. Crack is on the top of the list.
Right up near the
top.
I was thinking of like watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That'll rot your brain.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I like
Keeping
the
Up
TV.
With the Kardashians, that'll rot your brain. You're better off with heroin.
What?
You're right, Joseph. No, he's right, dude.
Come on.
That's great advice.
Come on.
No, you don't want to watch that garbage.
I enjoy television. I like to watch. Now, Joseph, okay, when I saw you at the last show where you were performing, you were speaking to me, and I have to apologize. It's really hard for me to focus before a show, but you did. You had the Tab can, and it was a live show, so you're not having a good time. Like, you say you'll crack one open this weekend because you're going to have a good time. So when I saw you at the show, were you putting me on? Were you just drinking water out of that one? Because why would you want to waste a tab on me or anyone out at that show when I feel that if I were in your situation, I would just, for the sake of stand-up, I would just carry around one tab and I would just drink water out of it.
I save the cans, and I do use them because every time I'm out in public, even when it was still available, people would come up to me and say, "Where'd you get that? Is that real? I haven't seen that in years." So I always use
the You're on to something here. So you use the tab as an angle to meet ladies.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of interesting you say that because Coke marketed it toward women. And about half the people that drink tab are men. So I guess they screwed up on marketing plan.
So you're saying that tab is for women?
No, that's what Coke claimed. That Coke is the manufacturer of tab.
Huh.
But not anymore, right? It's been ceased. It's been discontinued.
Yeah, they claim that there's a lot of people calling in to complain about that, but I don't think they're listening to their customers. Oh, wait a minute. That once it isn't true. There's three places you could get tab in the United States.
Oh.
World of Coke in Florida, the Coke Museum in Atlanta, and Las Vegas on the Strip at the Coke store.
New Coke? I mean, new tab, or will this be expired?
No, it's new tab. It's on tap.
On tap.
Wow, that's weird.
Okay. So it comes out of the faucet. It's a fountain drink. Tab fountain drink.
Right.
Okay.
So where was your performance last night, Joseph? Did you say you had a show last night?
Yes, it was in a lovely downtown Fresno. I'm stretching the truth on the lovely part.
It was not lovely. How was the audience?
Are they ugly?
They're
not here. I mean, they're not.
It was nice and dark, so I couldn't see. they turned the lights out. I couldn't even see the audience. They had the lighting was really weird last night.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, we got to get out of here, Joseph, but I want to thank you for joining us here on Flight.
Well, wait a second. He didn't answer my question.
What question?
When he was out with me drinking because I didn't realize the tab had expired. And Joe, as you were talking to me, you kept looking at the tab as you were drinking, and I was so spaced out that I didn't realize you were talking about the can. Now, were you drinking just water out of that night?
Then I had ginger ale.
Oh.
But I do have full ones, and they still taste fresh.
Okay. Show business, see, Dave?
Yeah.
Everything is alive.
You got to keep those things refrigerated, though, otherwise they'll spoil on you.
That's true.
What's the shelf life?
That's exclusively with the ones that are like a diet. Regular sodas last a lot longer. Shelf life is probably about a year if you don't refrigerate them.
Well, you're pushing it.
Now,
Joseph.
Wait a minute. You said you have some strange way of preserving the tabs. No, he said he had another method.
Yeah, no, it's called a refrigerator. It's a new invention in case you haven't heard of it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe. Thanks for making me look like a complete idiot. All right. Thank you very much. Good one. Where are you going to be performing at?
I have my next show is a private show for a birthday, which is really nice because they pay really well.
Good.
They're desperate for entertainment. So, and then I'm going to be doing Fanny, and I'm supposed to be performing in Dallas, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia coming up. I don't have the dates for those yet.
All right.
Oh, nice, dude. Well, you got to give us a call before those days come up. We want to talk with you more, Joseph. That'll be fun, dude.
Yeah, but, Joe.
And if there's any comedy club owners there, you could vouch for my performance.
Oh, absolutely. Joseph was great. Mm-hmm. He has a great act.
He's fun, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, Joseph. We'll talk with you more, dude. We have more stuff coming up this summer, and we will definitely be contacting you.
Look, I'd like to thank you for having me on.
All right,
you got it, dude. Thank you for joining us. That was Joseph Simon. You can check him out here locally. He's here a lot with Kenny Thomas's productions. Yeah. Kenny Thomas does a lot of shows around here.
Now, the soda pop I miss, Dave, is that Jolt.
I remember that when I was a kid, Billy. Yeah.
Yeah.
In high school, everybody thought that was the coolest thing because it was loaded with caffeine.
I know, and they were, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were good.
831-479-1080. You ready, Billy?
I'm ready to hear about the Queen song, and let's analyze
this. So check.